Praise the Lord.
今天我们大家能够平安在这个地方来敬拜他。
That we may have peace today and gather here to worship him together.
同时纪念他在五十年来给我们的恩典。
And also to remember the grace he has bestowed upon us for the past 50 years.
我们不能不说感谢主。
How can we not say thank you, Lord?
好不好？我们大家一起讲感谢主。
Can we say it together? Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
我不晓得韩国话怎么讲。
I don't know how to say it in Korean.
我也不懂得日本文。
And I don't know how to say it in Japanese.
我们再讲一次。感谢主。
One more time. 感谢主。
接下去呢，应该讲另外一个字，就是 Hallelujah.
Then we say Hallelujah.
但是呢，我希望我讲感谢主的时候，你们就讲 Hallelujah.
Oh, so when I say 感谢主 ，you say Hallelujah.
感谢主
，Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
感谢主。
Wonderful.
We did it.
纪念主的恩典实在是说不完，也讲不尽。
We cannot finish to say how much that God has graced upon this church.
但是我为着今天的聚会呢，就希望大家从非常熟悉的一处圣经。
I would like to share with you a very familiar verse.
就是从诗篇第一百篇。
From Psalm chapter 11.
我们普通来讲都会背第一节、第二节、第三节。
We probably can memorize verses 1, 2, and 3.
因为一开始就说普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Initially, it just says, pray to the Lord.
但是第三节到第四节、第五节呢？
But what about verses 4 and 5?
我觉得今天我们可以从第四节跟第五节来想一想上帝的恩典。
How about we start thinking about God's grace
from verses 4 and 5? 因为那里一开始就说当称谢进入他的门。
It starts by saying, enter his gates with thanksgiving.
当赞美进入他的院。
And enter his courts with praise.
为什么要称谢他？
Why do we need to give thanks?
很多时候我们用称谢来进入他的门。
We use thanksgiving to enter his gates.
不晓得我们有多少次经过金门桥。
I don't know how many times you have passed through Golden Gate Bridge.
你感谢他。
Have you thanked him?
经过金门公园，你也感谢主，有没有？
Have you thanked the Lord as you passed through Golden Gate Park?
我还记得有一年我因为读书的缘故去Marin County 的 Kent 那里读三藩市神学院。
One time when I was in seminary, I was in the Marin County to study.
每一个礼拜一我都开车过桥。
Every Monday I would drive across the Golden Gate Bridge.
我就发现在我左边是可能是很非常黑暗的太平洋。
On my left-hand side is a very dark Pacific Ocean.
但是我右边呢是非常光明的弯曲的海湾。
But on the right hand is a very bright, San Francisco Bay.
所以每一次一过这个桥，过那些门的时候
，As I pass through the gate of the bridge,
我就感谢上帝给我们有光明的一面。
I give thanks to the Lord for a bright side in our
lives. 在这个黑暗的世界里面，有光明的那一面。
In this darkness of the world, there is brightness.
上个礼拜三在巴黎的灾难。
Last Wednesday, the tragedy in Paris.
是人为的黑暗。
It is the darkness created by
men. 是人为的痛苦。
It is suffering and pain.
但是我们还有上帝的慈爱。
But we still have the mercy of God.
所以今天我们用称谢来进入他的门。
Therefore, today we enter his gates with thanksgiving.
我们用什么心态来称谢呢？
How do we give thanks to him?
我相信我这一个我们这个委员会所设计的这一个特别的门。
I believe this very special door that was designed by our 50th anniversary.
这个光亮的门。
This bright door.
我们刚才进来的时候，我觉得很新奇。
I was so surprised as I entered.
有一个非常光亮的门。
It's a very bright gate.
但是我们要用什么心态来进入上帝的门呢？
But what attitude must we have to enter this gate of God?
我在研究圣经之后
After I studied the Bible,
发现有两个很重要的字中文是两个字
In Chinese, there are two very important words.
就是用谦卑来进入神的门
It is with humility that we enter
his gates. 用谦卑的感谢
A humility and thanksgiving.
不是用骄傲的夸奖 夸胜
It is not with pride that we enter.
用谦卑来纪念上帝的恩典
With humility that we remember his grace.
因为这一句这一节经文提醒我们
This Bible verse reminds us
我们怎么样在多年前1965年、从我从 New York 到了 San Francisco
In 1965 I arrived in San Francisco from New York
我住在离这里七个街口外的一个 flat
I rented a flat about seven blocks away from here
就是 11th Avenue 跟 Gary
On 11th and Gary
就在那个地方开始了我们的第一次的聚会。
In that flat, we started our very first Sunday service.
上帝也赐给我一个非常爱主的姐妹。
God has given me a wonderful loving sister in Christ.
我的妻子很摆上，很愿意放下她的工作，放下她的侍奉，跟我开始教会。
My wife has given up her previous work and dedicate herself completely with my ministry.
就在那个时候，神没有让我们在很小的、很微小的家庭觉得孤单。
We did not feel lonely, though our place was very small.
大概两个月之后，我们发现我们开始的11个人已经增长到20个人了。
2 months later, the 11 that we started with now grew to 20.
我们就租这一个青年会，就在这个隔壁，就在开始聚会。
We rented a room at YMCA right next door and started services there.
当然，那个房间就等于这个 nursery 差不多这么大的一个房间。
Of course, the room is very small, similar to the size of the nursery in the.
但是里面有钢琴。
But there was a piano.
我们可以使用那地方来唱诗。
We can use it to sing.
感谢主，就在那个地方一直生把得救的人数增加在他的教会。
Praise the Lord! From there, the number of believers added onto us.
现在我们又回到这一个地区。
Now we have returned to this location again.
就是50年前的同一个地方。
The same place that we were 50 years ago.
我们感谢神的保守。
We thank God for His protection.
他的看顾。
His guidance.
他的带领。
His guidance.
完全是上帝的恩典。
It was all His grace.
我们只有谦卑地来到他面前，感谢他。
We can only humbly come to Him and give thanks to Him.
因为我们的成长是上帝的慈爱。
Because our growth was completely from God's mercy.
我们的长大是上帝的恩典。
It was by His grace that we grew.
我们成为上帝的同一个家的家人。
That we become one family.
是上帝的全能。
Was by His sovereignty.
要是不是上帝，我们不可能度过这过去的50年。
If it weren't for God, we would not have survived the past 50 years.
因此今天在一起，我们只有谦卑地来感谢上帝的厚恩。
As we gather here, we can only humbly thank Him for His grace.
我们要着重进入他的门。
We need to focus on entering His gates.
着重谦这个称谢这两个字。
And to focus on the word give thanks.
因为他赐下他的恩典给我们。
Because He has given His grace upon us.
在英文是要我们要感谢他 give thanks.
In English, it was easy to give thanks.
刚才我们唱的那首诗就是 give thanks.
We sang the song give thanks.
我们不能不把荣耀归给他。
How can we not give him all the glory?
因为这个庆会不是只是为我们。
The celebration is not for us.
而不是关于我们。
It is not about us.
也是上完全是关于我们的上帝。
It is all for God.
因为在他的大能当中，他奇妙的给我们有这样子的一个聚会。
Because through His great powers, He enabled us to have this wonderful worship.
我相信你都知道，在这里我们代表好多个的国家。
I know that you know too that in here we have people from all nationalities.
虽然我们有三个语言的聚会。
Even though we have three separate congregations of different languages,
至少有两种的大的文化。
We have two major cultures here.
我们可以代表许多许多小的文化。
And we can represent very small cultures here too.
特别我们当中还有一些缅甸人。
For example, people from Burma.
啊，你们有很非常特别的文化。
You have a very special culture.
你们从柬埔寨来的也有非常很特殊的文化。
Those from Cambodia also has a very unique culture.
但是我们能够聚在一起。
But we can gather together here.
我们能够容纳下来。
We can all compromise.
因为上帝的恩典就是这么奇妙，这么伟大。
Because God's grace is powerful.
所以当我们讲到上帝的奇妙的恩典的时候。
So when we talk about God's amazing grace.
我们在想到神为什么让我们从世界不同的国家聚集在这一个地方的时候。
We wonder why God drew us from various corners of the world to here in one place.
我们不单是讲到上帝给我们有谦卑的来谢谢他。
We need to come to him thankfully and humbly.
我们也谢谢上帝特别的拣选。
We want to thank God for selecting us.
因为上帝为什么在千万人当中给我们能够在这一个地方与其相会。
Of the thousands of people, why has God selected us to gather here as one group to worship Him?
我真是有时候觉得很奇妙，也很特别。
I feel so amazed.
让我们再一次想，赞美主。
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
赞美主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们要赞美。进入他的院。
We want to give him praises and thanksgiving.
这个是当初神的子民进入会幕的时候的一句话。
This is something that the people of Lord used to say when they enter his gates.
他们去会幕或者去圣殿的时候都要经过这个院子。
Before they enter the tabernacle, they must pass through a court.
这句话也提醒我们圣经里面第四卷书这个书的名字。
It reminds us the fourth book in the Bible.
第四卷书是什么书啊
？What is it? The fourth book in the Bible?
民数记对不对
？Is it Numbers?
民数记。
Yes, Numbers.
就是提醒我们，上帝告诉我们，我们要记住他给我们的一些数目。
In numbers, we were reminded that we must remember certain numbers.
我们要学习数点。
We need to learn to count.
我们要用，当然当年没有电脑，我们要计算。
In the past, there had been no computers, but we need to learn to calculate.
在大陆很少人讲电脑，他们只是讲计数机、计算机。
In China, very few people call it computers. They just call it a calculator.
所以民数记特别第一章跟最后一章三十六章提醒我们，我们要数算上帝的恩典。
In Numbers chapter 1 and chapter 36.
所以当我想到这一句话，说我们当赞美进入他的院的时候。
When it says we enter his gates with thanksgiving.
你知道上帝提醒我什么？
What does that remind me of?
提醒我们今天要有怀念之恩。
That we need to have a grace of remembrance.
啊，要纪念他的恩典，要怀念他所赐下的人。
We need to remember his grace and the people that he has given us.
因为我们不是高举金门。
Because we're not to uphold.
虽然金门是在金门桥跟金门公园的中间。
Even though our church is located between the bridge.
而是纪念上帝在天上给我们预备的金色的门。
We are to remember the golden gate that is prepared for us in heaven.
他不断地率领我们进入他的安排里面。
He continually lead us into his great plan.
我特别想到数目字的时候想到三字。
When I think of numbers, I remember the number three.
神是三位一体的神。
God is the triune God.
我想到三个有三个三字。
There's three of three here.
在金门教会，我们蒙神有三种的恩典。
we have received three different kinds of grace here at Golden Gate Christian Church.
一共有三次的搬迁。
We have moved three times.
从这个金门这十一到十八，十八到二十五，二十五又回到二十，又回到十八。
From 11th Avenue to 25th, from 25th to.
从十八到二十五，二十五就回到十八。
And back here. To 18th Avenue.
我们也有三次的改建。
We had three remodeling projects.
我们这一个建筑物在一九八四年开始第一次的改建。
This particular building had its first remodel in 1984.
因为那个时候本来是三藩市芭蕾舞的学校。
Before, it used to be a ballet school of San Francisco.
所有的墙壁都有漂亮的大的镜子。
All the walls had big mirrors on them.
我们搬来的时候。
When we first moved here.
整个教会就可以 在讲台上 就可以就够我们教用了。
This little space right here was sufficient for our use.
当时的这个讲这个是一个跳舞台，所以很大，比这个台还要大一点。
Initially, this was used for dancing.
那是第一次的改建。
That was the first remodeling project.
然后我们要加三楼。
After that, we added the third floor.
那个是两千年的时候。
That was in year 2000.
然后。再加上隔壁，我们是2008年，这是第三次的改建。
And then, of course, in 2008, we acquired the gospel building next door.
但这还有一个三次。
But there's another three.
上帝给我们有祠堂的这一个意象。
God has given us a vision of church planting.
我们第一次的祠堂是到了这个San Jose。
Our first church planting was in San Jose.
不是到这个半岛。
It was in Mid Peninsula.
现在是叫做活水教会。
It is called the Living Water Church right now.
第二次是潮雨教会是支堂。
The second time was the Chow Dialect.
现在教会也叫做恩典教会了。
It is called the Church of Grace.
第三次是到了 San Jose.
The third time was in San Jose.
他们叫做仁爱堂，叫做Friendship Agape.
They call it the Friendship Agape.
所以我们很感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
其实我在这个 Richmond 区也搬了三次。
Even for myself, I've moved three times within the Richmond area.
从十一街搬到二十五街。
From 11th to 25th.
从二十五街又搬到十六街。
From 25th to the 16th Avenue.
好像上帝把三个这个字呢。放在我们教会当中。
It seems like God simply planted the number three in our church.
当然，讲到这里，我们不能不想到，教会重要的是传道人。
But of course, we must remember the important ministers.
神也使到我们中间的弟兄姐妹能够投身在福音工作上。
God has chosen brothers and sisters from our congregation to devote themselves to full-time ministry.
我相信你们都记得这些传道人。
I believe you probably remember them.
现在在香港的。
In Hong Kong.
不单是有 这个郭达里。
There is brother Randall Young.
还有黄秀丑。
Sister Sumi Wati.
在西雅图有朱建梅。
In Seattle is Sister Shirley Chu.
在 Vancouver 有林维凯。
In Vancouver is Brother Titus Lim.
在德州有房正豪。
In Texas is Brother Stephen Fang.
在对面海 Walnut Creek 有 Wei Gong.
Across the bay in Walnut Creek is Brother Wei Gong.
还有刚刚退休的张德利牧师。
And the recently retired Pastor Paul.
我们都感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
这些都是跟我们。有许多年在一起侍奉主，再出去是在不同的地方侍奉主的。
These brothers and sisters have served here at our church together with us before they moved to other places to be Christ's missionaries.
但是我不能不提一下我们教会里面所有的义工们。
But I also need to remember all the volunteers in this church.
这个教会的义工所摆上的时间。
The time, the commitment and dedication of the volunteers.
他们所摆上的精神和眼泪。
Their tears and their efforts.
我们不能不把一些荣耀归给主。
We cannot forget and we
must give
glory. 没有
他们， 我们没有探访的工作。
Without them, we wouldn't have visitation.
没有他们，我们没有医院的工作。
Without them, we couldn't have visited the hospitals.
没有他们，我们不能够成为社区里面的明光。
Without them, we couldn't have become the light of the community.
没有教会的义工，我们没有祷告的时候。
Without the volunteers of the church, we would not have prayer meetings.
没有义工，我们没有很好的这个赞美。
Without the volunteers, we would not have had wonderful worship
services. 我们也没有很好的投影的弟兄姐妹，或者是施情的弟兄姐妹。
We have wonderful PA and technical staff as well as pianist and also musicians.
可能你们都不知道，要是没有义工，我们不可能有代表教会出去打跟人比赛的篮球队跟排球队。
Without the volunteers, we would not have had basketball and volleyball teams that recommended that represented the church.
所以我期望我们今年的团契跟小组里面。
So I hope that today, in this year, in our fellowships and also small groups.
你们应当把你们团契跟聚会的一些事情呢，让别的团契别的小组知道。
Allow the other small groups and fellowships know what's going on with yours.
让别人能够听见一下神在你们当中所做的工作。
So that other people can also hear what God has done.
因为这些生命的见证。
These are testimonies of life.
是非常重要的恩典的分享。
They're so important. It's a sharing of grace.
为着上帝的恩典，我们做见证。
We testified to God's grace.
为着上帝的恩典，我们接受很多很大的挑战。
Because of God's grace, we accepted future large challenges.
因为上帝的恩典叫我们能够进入这个第五节最后给我们的提醒。
Because God's grace, it will allow us to enter the fifth verse.
第三点就是上帝用他的信实来提醒我们。
The third point is that God is faithful.
上帝有提醒的恩典。
God has the grace of reminding.
他提醒我们，神的本质是善良的。
It reminds us that God is good.
上帝的本质是信实的。
His nature is that of faithfulness.
今天我们能够聚会在一起，完全是上帝给我们的信实。
It is all because of his faithfulness that we can gather here today.
我们在今天纪念，不能不纪念到上帝的忠心和圣信实。
How can we forget God's faithfulness?
我们怎么样纪念上帝的信实呢？
How do we remember his faithfulness?
我相信在这一个非常混乱的时代里面，
In this very confusing world,
一些着重科技而不着重诚信，不着重这个信实的时代。
It seems that technology and speed is greatly emphasized, but that of loyalty and faithfulness is not.
我们所需要的
，What we need,
是再一次回到上帝的信实里面
，is to return to God's faithfulness.
因为他是一个永远施恩施爱的上帝。
Because he is an everlasting, loving, and merciful God.
无穷尽的大爱。
He has endless love for us.
特别是今天科技里面，已经让我们知道太阳系本身就有超过百万的星球。
In the solar system, there's over a million stars.
不要说其他的星球里面。
There's not to mention the other planets.
叫我们数算不尽。
We cannot even count them.
我们怎么能够不着重上帝的信实呢？
How can we not focus on his
我们怎么能不高举上帝的王权呢？
How can we not uplift his sovereignty?
怎么能够不把上帝的信实在今天来做一个很慎重的纪念呢？
How can we not remember and celebrate his faithfulness?
求主叫你跟我能够纪念上帝是一个立约的神。
We pray that God will enable us to remember that He is a God of covenant.
上帝的旧约，上帝的新约是给我们信仰里面一个很重要的定点。
It is so important that we were given the Old Testament and the New Testament.
因为上帝的立约使得你跟我有生命里面的力量。
Because of His covenant, we have strength in our lives.
要从永远到永远是上帝的恩爱。
It is his mercy from ever to ever.
是一个完完全全无始无终的大爱。
It is a never-ending love.
不但是博爱。
It is a great love.
而且是大能的爱。
It's a powerful love.
也是无私的爱。
And also a selfish love.
也是叫我们能够施行出去，能够赞美他的大爱。
So that we can go out and praise him.
因为他的爱是信实的爱。
Because his love is that of faithful love.
不会因为我们的软弱而改变的爱。
Not because of a weakness that it would change.
因此这个是在这五十周年里面我们不能够放弃的上帝的信实的大爱。
Therefore, we must remember his faithfulness in this 50th anniversary celebration.
想到上帝的信实，
When we think of his faithfulness,
我们就要好好的在这一个主题里面，
We want to stay in this topic.
多多的恒切祷告。
We want to pray.
我们要恒切的计划。
We want to plan.
我们要好好的做好我们的榜样。
We need to be good role models.
我们不要浪费我们的资源。
We do not want to waste our resources.
我们需要栽培我们的下一代。
We need to inspire the next generation.
我们要好好的培养他们的成长。
We need to cultivate their growth.
因此在这地方我们不能够不着重儿童的事工，对不对？
Therefore, we must focus on children's ministry, right?
我们要更加用心的处理儿童的事工。
We need to be very careful in planning this ministry.
让这个事工不是只是有事工，而是能够做好事工。
So not only is it a ministry, but it's a very important ministry.
因为这个事工一定要在神的旨意，神有神学的基础去做。
It must have biblical basis.
因为我听说有一些人在讲这个辅导的时候，可以不需要圣经的。
I heard that somebody talking about counseling, they did not need to use the Bible to do it.
好像圣经的原则 与这个辅导完全没有关系。
As though Bible was not used in counseling.
因此我提醒我们的儿童工作不能离开上帝的原则。
Therefore, I must remind that our children's ministry must be biblically based.
我们不能够用人间的办法去重养去喂养一批小皇帝。
We cannot use men's methods to raise little emperors.
你知道现在的制度是四个这个祖父母，两个父母带领一个小皇帝。
As you know, in many families, there's four grandparents, two parents, and also one little emperor.
你知道这些小皇帝出来不晓得什么叫做尊敬。
You know, as these little emperors go out, they don't know how to respect people.
不懂得怎么样守规矩。
They don't know how to follow rules.
但愿主叫我们不是只是有儿童工作。
We pray that God not only allow us to have children's ministry.
而是有圣经所带领的，所引导，带导，主导的这个儿童工作。
But a ministry that has a biblical basis.
我们不要让电子游戏、电玩来代替我们对他们的教导。
We don't want to use videotapes to replace biblical teaching.
因为我们有圣约。
Because we have a holy covenant with God.
上帝与我们有立约的关系。
God has been in a covenant with us.
我们也要让小朋友懂得什么叫做立约。
So we must help our children to understand this covenant.
也懂得为什么做父母的要教也要道他们。
Therefore, we must train and discipline them as well.
不但懂得教，也懂得管。
Not only to teach, but also to discipline.
因为上帝在他的圣言里面提醒我们要教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，你都要讨论。
Because the Bible teaches to impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
也要系在你的手上做记号。
Tie them as symbols on your hands.
戴在你的额上做经文。
And bind them on your forehead.
也要写在你的房屋的屋顶上。
Write them on the door frames of your houses. 戴在你的
城门上。
And on your gates.
这就是经文给我们最大的提醒。
This is the reminder of the Golden Gate.
他是信实的神。
He is a faithful God.
他去带领我们走当前面无未知的道路。
He will take us onto the uncertain future.
我们因为有上帝在我们当中的信实。
Because of his faithfulness among us.
我相信在未来的五十年。
I believe in the future 50 years.
虽然我们当中能够在另外五十年再庆典在一起的大概不多了吧。
Maybe there's not going to be too many of us here at the next 50th anniversary celebration.
你们有多少人能够活到120岁的？
How many of you can live until 120?
虽然我们不知道50年后会变成什么样子。
Even though we don't know what it's going to be like in 50 years.
但是我们要是以神的信实、神的话语，来带领他的教会跟我们的下一代。
But we will continue to use God's words to guide our lives, this church, and also our future generation.
我们就知道这个神的立约是我们将来三堂所共有的关系。
This covenant is going to be the foundation of our future relationship amongst the three
congregations. 我们在神的立约里面，我们就互信。
In this covenant, we have mutual trust.
我们就有互动。
We have mutual support.
我们就能够有不断的有互助。
And we can become support of each other.
想问问我们的小组里面有没有想到别的小组？
May I ask, amongst our small groups, have you thought of other small groups?
请问我们每一个堂的长老执事有没有想到别的堂的弟兄姐长老执事？
May I ask, the elders and the deacons of one congregation, have you thought of the elders and deacons of the other congregation?
神的信实叫我们要彼此纪念，一同怀念。
God's faithfulness teaches us to remember.
因为在神的信实当中，我们可以更新。
Because in his faithfulness, we become renewed.
因为在他的信实里面，我们可以有非常重要的决定。
In his faithfulness, we can decide correctly.
在神的信实里面有很好的计划。
In his faithfulness, we can plan appropriately.
耶利米书二十九章十一节告诉我们。
In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says,
我知道我为你们所定的计划是使你们有平安。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
而不是灾难的计划。
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
要赐给你们美好的前途和美好的盼望。
Plans to give you hope and a future.
这个新译本给我们的一个不同的话语。
The translation may be a little different in the NIV version.
因此在这一个聚会里面。
Therefore, in this worship service,
求主叫你跟我与神重新立约。
May God allow us to reset our covenant once again.
我们彼此拉着手，
that we hold each other's hands,
也牵着神的手，
and to hold God's hand,
我们就带领下一代的小朋友们，
so we can lead the next generation of young people,
了解神的旨意，
to understand God's plans,
顺服神的权威，
and to obey His authority,
我们向着新禧年来走，
so that we walk towards the second jubilee.
我们因为有神的信实，我们就能够忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Because of God's faithfulness, we can forget what was behind, strain toward what is ahead, and pressing toward the goal.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
让我总结来告诉大家。
In conclusion,
今天我所提醒的，
this is what I wanted to remind you.
我们庆祝的是神眷顾的大爱。
We are here to celebrate God's grace and love.
神的大恩。
His wonderful grace.
我们怀念神的奇恩。
We remember His amazing grace.
让我们能够活出神给我们的新恩。
May we live out a renewed grace.
因为他是信实的主。
Because He is a faithful God.
因为在信实当中，我们可以定下我们前面的意向。
With His faithfulness, we can have our future vision.
我们就有胆量的来走进新禧年。
We have the courage to go into the second jubilee.
让我们能够做出有策略性的。
So may we have good strategies.
层次性的计划，英文是叫 strategy.
Strategy and good planning.
虽然我们很少人懂得怎么做 the strategic planning,
even though we don't really know how to do the strategic planning,
但是因为在神的信实当中，我们可以走进未来的新禧年。
But with his faithfulness, we can safely go into the next Jubilee year.
但我重复
Let me repeat.
上帝的信实
God's faithfulness.
叫我们能够在地若天
Allow us to live on earth as it is in heaven.
就让今天的庆祝
May today's celebration
成为明天的祝福
become the victory and blessing of tomorrow.
让我们低头祷告
Let us pray together.
主，感谢你
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的恩典是数不尽。
We cannot start to count your blessings. We cannot completely have any time to use them completely.
感谢你今天让我们聚在一起。
Thank you for allowing us to gather together.
不但数算你在过去给我们的厚恩。
Not only to count your blessings of the past.
享受你今天给我们的特恩。
Enjoying the amazing grace of today,
也能够仰望明天的新恩
and look forward to the renewed grace of tomorrow.
愿你的名得着荣耀
May your name be glorified.
祈求祷告奉主圣名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We know that today there are many guests among us.
You may know that there are many honored guests amongst us today.
我们可能不知道你坐在哪里。
We may not know exactly where you're sitting.
但是我们教会所属的改革中 CRC.
But we do have a guest from CRC.
我们可以请他们站起来吗
？Can we invite them to stand up?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.我可以请中间有位代表来跟我们讲话吗
？May I invite a representative to come up and speak with us?
Okay. 我介绍一下，这位是 Reverend Fernando de Rosario.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
我们欢迎他。
We welcome you.
Down for slate.
Sure.
Good morning.
大家早。
你好。
你好。
I look Chinese, but I'm not Chinese.
我看起来虽然像中国人，可是我不是。
The only thing that qualifies me to speak before you is I like Chinese food.
大概我唯一的资格就是我喜欢吃中国食物。
I have known Pastor Yang for a few years when I was new in the ministry in the Bay Area, and
当我刚刚来到了湾区开始我的事工的时候，我就已经认识了杨牧师。
It's good to see you again.
真是很高兴再一次看到他。
I'd like to read a portion. By the way, this is not a sermon, okay? Just short words of encouragement.
一段简短的经文。
From 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, let me read this. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith. In Chinese, work produced by faith.
用你们爱心所做的工
Your labor prompted by love
爱心所做的工
And your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ
在神的恩典当中的信心
These are words of the Apostle Paul to this church in Thessalonica
这个是使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的教会的劝勉
Which I believe applies very much to you
我想也跟在座的各位也非常息息相关。
Your work, your faith, and your endurance.
你的辛劳、你的信心，还有你的忍耐。
All inspired and given to you by the Lord Jesus Christ.
全都是来自于耶稣基督的恩典。
I've seen your founding members on the platform, and I envy them because I haven't been a part of a fifth-year leadership or foundation of a church.
当我们看到了我们的教会的先贤，感觉到很这个嫉妒，因为我没有在这么早的时候就跟参与你们的事工。
On behalf of the other churches in our region, I'd like to thank you for your love, for your faithfulness, and for your endurance in the Lord.
并且仅代表其他的 CRC 教会，要感谢各位的努力、各位的付出还有忍耐。
And to those who are younger than Pastor Peter or myself, I want to challenge you.
至于说在座的年轻人，比杨牧师跟我年轻的一些的人，
follow their footsteps.
跟随他们的脚踪。
To endure, to love, and to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ through your church here.
借着你们现有的教会去忍耐、去爱、去服侍。
And now let me end with a little bit of exercise.
让我再加一个小小的运动。
Those of you who can stand, I would ask you to stand.
如果你可以站起来的话，可不可以站起来？
Oh, you are so polite. You stood up already.
你已经都站起来了，好棒啊！
And I'm going to set my iPhone to camera setting.
然后呢，我要开开我的手机。
One of the other reasons I'm here is to take a picture of you to be put on the banner.
因为呢，我需要照一张照片带回去。
All right, so let's do this, and everybody will have to participate in this.
每一个人都要参与哦。
And I think it's just time for you to stand up and stretch a little bit, okay?
也许你可以沉一沉腰。
Right, now we are going to say, and I think Pastor Peter did something already in his message. I'd like all of us to say the phrase, "Praise God for 50 years."
让我们大家一起说，赞美。
And we're going to say it in four languages.
然后用四种的语言,
okay, one by one.
一个一个的来啊。
All right, let's do this with order, as in the Christian Reformed Church order.
要有一个次序。
So the first one, I will tell you, I will tip you because I need to get a picture of you. The first one will be in Mandarin.
用国语。
The second one will be in Cantonese.
第二个呢,是用粤语。
And the third one will be in English.
第三个呢,是用英文。
And I attempted to add to say it also in Filipino, but there's only four of us here, so never mind.
Never mind Filipino. 可是一共只有我们四个会讲菲律宾话，所以算了。
So let's do it. The first time, praise God in 50 years in Mandarin.
Okay. 赞美主50周年。
You need to be more animated than that, okay?
要更大声活跃一点。
And some of you may want to follow Pastor Yang's suggestion. Hold your hands together and lift to hold the hand of God in covenant with Him. All right?
也许呢，我们就彼此握着手，然后另外一只手呢，就是往上高举。
Praise God in 50 years in Mandarin.
感谢主50周年。
Praise God for 50 years in Cantonese.
感谢主50周年。
Praise God for 50 years in English, everybody.
每一个人50 years.
God bless you all.
先祝福你们每一位。非常谢谢。We
want to thank you.
也谢谢可能你坐在哪里我们不知道的来宾。
And also our honored guest, even though we may not know where you're sitting.
可能等一下会到餐厅的时候我们再见面。We
will introduce you again at our luncheon.
现在很高兴的我们有整个教会，我们三个语言。We're
so proud that all three congregations.
联合在一起有50人。We
formed a united choir of 50 people.
我们就听听他们怎么唱，好不好？谢谢。
Let us hear them sing. see?